So welcome to Rabbeinu B'chaye Parshas Bamidbar, opening a new sefer. And because of tonight, I really wanted to focus on one Rabbeinu B'chaye, which happens to be particularly long, but also particularly beautiful. At the very beginning of Perek Beis, where the Chumash talks about the Degolim, the banners or the flags which the Jewish people made and bore as they marched through the Midbar, Rabbeinu B'chaye is marich. He speaks at length about various different aspects of these Degolim, of these flags, and there's much there which is really just beautiful and enjoyable to go through. So the pasuk says, Ish al diglo, Perek Beis, pasuk Beis, Ish al diglo, the Jewish people should encamp by his banner, beosos, according to the insignias. I'm reading the article translation. Levei Savosa, in accordance with their father's house. So, writes the Rabbeinu B'chaye right off the bat that the word beosos doesn't just mean the insignia that's associated with that tribe, but Ishal Diglo beosos miloshen osos hashomayim. From the terminology used in Sefer Yirmiyahu, the signs of the heavens, v'hein simanim shiu b'chol dega v'dega. These are signs, and again insignias that were on each flag. And he goes on to say the following: what were the signs on the golem? Hayo b'dega ruvein suras adam remez l'dudoim. There was a man, an image of a man, on the flag of Ruvein to remind us of the dudoim. The Dudaim apparently looked like a human being. The Dudaim that Reuven brought back in Sefer Bereishis. V'hayog bedego Yehuda suras Aryeh. On the flag of Yehuda was the form of a lion. Shekein himshilo aviv lagur Aryeh. After all, Yaakov Avinu compares Yehuda to a lion cub. V'hayog bedego Ephraim suras Shar. Kinyin shekasu b'char Shar hadar lo. Ephraim, which was the head of the third camp, had the image of an ox. Yosef is compared to an ox. V'haygo b'degel don suras nesher. There was a sign of an eagle on the degel of don. Ad shahayu don l'kruvim shara yecheskel. And in that way, Adam, Aryeh, Shor, and nesher are the four images that Yecheskel Anavi sees in the Maisa HaMerkava, which we're going to be reading shortly when it comes to Shavuos. In that way, the Degolim actually represent the Merkava. The Degolim, right off the bat, create a certain symmetry between the Machane Yisrael and the Merkava, which Yechezkel sees. And this is a theme which Rabbeinu B'chaye is going to develop. It's not his own. It starts off with Midrashim, but the chariot. In other words, Yechezkel Anovi sees an image of a chariot. You know, where there are four different the wheels have four different heads, you know, that are there on the chariot. So this idea that the Degolim somehow create a symmetry between the Machane Yisrael and the Malachim up in Shamayim. These are not just Lahavdil, you know, university football teams. You know, everybody has their banner, you know, and they're marching in that way. No, the golem that the Klal Yisrael had in the Midbar were of cosmic significance. And he goes on to explain. V'tochin l'farish be'osos, the Lashon be'osos, which we said it means insignia on the simple level, can also be explained milashon b'chol avas nafshecha. Os, the way it's normally punctuated, means a sign. But you take that very same word and you just redo the nekudos, becomes avas, your desire. Shekein Yisrael nis'avu l'degolim b'maymer hakadosh kishiro sham degolim sham alachi asharis. Because Klal Yisrael yearned, they greatly desired to have these degolim where? At maymer ha'sinai, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu came down. V'asa mirivivos kodesh, he came down accompanied by tens and thousands of malachim. So the malachim, which were apparently seen by Klal Yisrael, were arranged in something that was akin to a form of the golem as well. So Klal Yisrael see the Ribbono Shel Olam flanked by malachim that have their version of the golem. Again, we'll try to explain that a little bit more as we go through. So they say, wow, that's incredible. We want to be like that also. We want to also have the golem, just like the malachim. Right? Ishal diglo beosos. So now you can have the degolim beosos, those that you desired. You'll get your wish, and I'm going to grant you this incredible idea of having the Golem to be like the Malachi Asharis.
What's fascinating, I have a book at home, I was put out by a company, all about players.
Yeah.
And it's such a fascinating study that each player embodies the national mission of each country. With 195 countries in the UN, they decided to take art and just make colors. There's a bunch of sheep behind it.
Right.
And the point of what I'm saying is that the national sheep of ISO is to be connected to the
right.
Not like the rest of the world.
Right.
The rest of the world has colors that shot. It's not arbitrary.
Right.
Their colors have shot.
Right. Right. Our flags are to be with Hashem. It's an incredible thing. This idea of the Golem is hinted at in a beautiful pasuk, which we all know from Shir HaShirim. Describes the Ribbono Shel Olam is white and red. Dagul Meravava literally means that he stands out. He's unique among the tens of thousands. But Darshu Hazal the Shir HaShirim Rabba, based on the pasuk, Shir and Hazal has the following drasha: Shabba Kodesh Baruch Hu Sinai Imalachei Ashares Asuyin Degolim. When the Ribbono Shel Olam came to Har Sinai, he was accompanied by malachim that were arranged in this form of Degolim. The old Darshu Shom Heviani El Beis Hayayin is the Har Sinai. Shabo Nitna HaTorah Shem Shalul Yayin. He brought me to the house of wine. That's Har Sinai, where Torah is compared to wine. The Diglo Olai Ahava, and his Degel over me, his flag over me was a flag of love. So in other words, this idea of flags makes its appearance in Shir HaShirim. And again, the flags of the Jewish people, that's the idea. Rabbi Reuben expresses it beautifully. These are not just, nationalistic signs or something like that. You know, these express the tremendous connection we have to Hashem and our desire to be like the Malachim, who somehow are arranged in a form of the Golem as well. The following is the way that the Golem were set up, right? And Rabbi Shavel points out that this is based on the Medrash and Bamidbar Rabba, what he's about to say. There were four Degolim. The 12 tribes were divided up into four camps of three Shvatim apiece. And that's similar to the same way that the 12 Shvatim above are divided into four camps, right? And he's going to show how there are 12 Malachim whose names we know up in Shamayim divided into four camps. And again, some of these names are going to sound very familiar when we get to it in a few moments. And up in the heavens, there are four machanos, that four camps that surround the Shechina. So as much as the Machane Yisrael were four camps that surrounded the Aram, in the very middle of the Machane, that's the dogma, that's the very same paradigm as to how the Machane Shechina up in Shamayim is composed. There were 12 different cloths, a cloth for each shevet. And they all had different colors and shades. And he goes on to say as follows: Yehuda and Yisachar and Zvulun shehayu b'mizrach. Right, so Yehuda, Yisachar, and Zvulun were in the east. Yehuda tzeva maposo ke'en ashramayim mitzuyer ba'aryeh. So Yehuda had a sky-like color that had a line on it, as we said before. Yisachar tzeva mapesh l'adom l'kachol. Yisachar had a deeper blue that mitzuyer bo shemesh v'oreach that had the sun and moon on it. Hashem shayim v'kiyim v'tkufos mazolos. Yisachar, as we know, had a grasp of astronomy. The Pasuk Divrei Hayom says, "Bnei Yisachar, Yodei Bino Le'itim." They knew how to calculate the astronomy. Zvulun seva mapishla levana, simila asho shakesef lavan mitsuya basvina. Zvulun had a white flag, and there was a ship on it, representing the fact that they were seafarers. They went out, they made money by going to sea. Ruven v'shimon v'gad hayu b'daram. Ruven mapashlo aduma. Ruven had a red color. Mitsuya badudoy. Shimon mapasa yeruka. Shimon had green. Mitsuya b'shchem. It had a side of the city of Shchem, which was somewhat infamous, you know, in terms of Shimon's involvement with it. God mapashlo ma'urav lavan v'shachar. God had a black and white portion to his flag, it had a regiment of the army on it. Ephraim and Asher bin Yamin Shaul bin Mairov, they were in the west. Ephraim and Asher seva mapo shalem kemara shoam, like the appearance of Shoham, that was the like a very very dark black cloth. B'shel Ephraim and Suyer Bashar, like we said before, it had the image of an ox. So B'shel Menasheh Re'em, on Menasheh there was this picture of Re'em against some kind of huge animal, rhinoceros or something like that. You know, all different times of Taishin is what Re'em is, some kind of big animal. Binyamin Ma'pos of Klulam Mikolat Svoim. Binyamin had a multicolored mapa. Mitsuyer Bo Ze'ev, and had this image of a wolf on it, Binyamin Ze'ev Yitrof. Don Ve'oshev and Avkali Shayo Basafon. Don Ma'pos of Domela Sapir. Don had a sapphire colored mapa. Mitsuyer Bo Nachash with a snake on it. Shev Osher, Seven Ma'pos of Domela Or Hashemen. So Osher had a light oil-like color on it. Mitsuyer bo Ilan Zayas, it had a picture of an olive tree on it. Again, me Asher Shmeino Lachmo. Naphtali Seva Maposa Doma Leayin Solom Mitsuyer bo Ayolo. Naphtali had a gazelle on his mapa, and it was like, the color was like wine.
Did Don have a picture of
the
Nesher or
what's that? Okay, yeah, we'll talk about whether it was a Nesher. Right. Okay, we'll come back. We'll talk about Don in a little bit.
Who's missing? Is there
some Levi's missing? And Yosef is a Ephraim and Menashe. Right. So Levi gets knocked out because Levi, remember, Levi is right around the middle where the Aram is.
Say that
Moses
were the first ones to invent the whole concept of
plagues? Interesting. I don't know. It's a good question. Viato, Hovein Hete Vasadrin Kulu Bishmosem Shvatim Shivte Kosho Milo Vishal Mato. Let me now explain how the Shvatim down here on earth correspond to the Shvatim, to the Malachim up there in Shomayim. Dego Machna Yehuda. Right, so Yehuda's Degel and his Machane went first. They were in the east, and he says, the pasuk says, Rishono Yisau, they traveled first. The Amilo Hazam, reading almost the last line, Tirmos Lechachma. This word Rishona hints at Chachma, at wisdom. Doesn't just mean that they traveled first; they were the first ones out. But in other words, they had the midah, which is the first and most important midah, the midah of Chachma. Kichen hayu kulam balei Torah. Because in the Machane of Yehuda, those three, Yehuda, Yisachar, and Zvulun, were all people who were invested with Torah. Yehuda, we understand, right? Yehuda gets sent down to Mitzrayim to build a Beis HaTalmud. Yisachar, as we said before, was in learning. They were involved in astronomical calculations as well. And even says, Sofer. It says that from Zvulun also, they were involved in the Shevet Sofer, in the staff of the Sofer, of the scribe. This is a very important point, because everybody knows Yisachar and Zvulun. Yisachar learned, and Zvulun worked. But that's not quite what we're being presented over here. Zvulun was what they call nowadays a learner-earner. Right? It's not that Zvulun went off to business and just you know, they only were involved in business. They were also involved in Torah study, not as intensely as Yisachar, but Moshe and B'Shevet Sofer, you know, they weren't any slouches either. You know, the people from Zvulun. In other words, Zvulun, together with Yisachar and Yehuda, represent the Torah aspect of Klal Yisrael. Al Kain, Heim Ru'uyim L'Shevas Yachtov. That's why they all to go together. Ushloshtam Nikroi Machane Yehuda. They're all called the Machane Yehuda. V'hoyu Dugmas Machane Gavriel Azriel Shamiel M'lifnei Ashchina. There are three malachim that correspond to the Machane Yehuda. Ushloshtam Nikroi Machane Gavriel. Right? And they're called the Machane of Gavriel the Malach. Right? Now, I want you to think about something, and we're going to see this borne out as we go back. In Kriyat Shema L'Amitah, there's a line, B'Shem Hashem Elokei Yisrael, Mimini Michael, Mismoli Gavriel, Umilufonai Uriel, Me'acharai Rafael, Yaroshi Shechina Skel. Right? Four malachim surround me on all sides, or there are four malachim, one on each side that surrounds me, and God is over me, the Shechina. That notion of being flanked by four malachim, the Rabbi Bachai is going to explain to us, is really the same idea as with the Degolim. And in fact, each machane with the Degolim has its patron malach that it associates with. So in other words, Gavriel HaMalach is the malach of the Machane Yehuda.
How do you compare this mold to the Mizrach?
Yeah, so we'll have to figure that out as we go on. I mean, it usually small is north. When the Pasuk speaks about, you know, when the Pasuk speaks about it. But I guess if Mizrach is to your left, then your front would be south. In other words, the person is facing south, right? And it's B'Shem Hashem Elokei Yisrael. So we'll have to see if that works out in terms of the directions. Yeah.
If the Shekhinah is right above
you, why do you need to be flanked by... So the idea is that the Shekhinah itself is flanked by Malachim. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has his entourage, and the entourage is set up in much the same way that the entourage of the Machane Yisrael is set up down here on earth. Right now, the fact that there are these three malachim doesn't mean that there's nobody else. You know, they're in charge. These three malachim, they have many underlings, many offices. You know, many vice presidents that they're in charge of. You know, but they're the head honchos of that aspect of the malachim. I mean, there are many Jews, but these are the chief malachim. Okay. Dego machne ruvein hayo bedarim. V'hoya Baal Tshuva. What was the mile of Reuven? Reuven was a Baal Tshuva. Because after all, he did Tshuva from the Chet that he did on being Meval Bel Yitzuei Aviv, about whatever he did with the bed of in the tent of Yaakov Avinu. But Tshuva, he chesed Godo me'abar Yisparach al Nivrov. Tshuva is a tremendous chesed that God gives to his creations. V'posach Tchila b'hatzol v'rachamim. And Reuven was the first one to try to save Yosef. Ayishma Reuven v'yavsileu. V'od matah Shimon shenol at Acharov. So he's together with Shimon. U'matah God shubachor shiv chasleya. Together with God. And k'siv bohem u'shniyim yisol kichein abina shniya l'chachma. They represent the idea of bina. Tshuva and bina he's linking together. It's interesting. I imagine what that means is that, you know, Chachma is Torah. Chachma is pure, you know, unadulterated knowledge. Bina is insight. You know, when a person has tshuva, he has insight into himself to be able to understand that he did something wrong. So, you know, that's tshuva. So the two machanos that start off are Torah and tshuva. You know, the Machane Yehuda is about Torah, the Machane Reuben is about tshuva. V'hoyu dugmas Machane Michoel kochviel Padio miyamin hashchina, right? That corresponds to the machane of Michoel, right? That's on the right side of the shchina, right? Mimini Michoel, right? So how that works in exactly with Miminim Michal Mishmoli Gavriel, I don't think it works out, but I mean, you still have Michal, Gavriel, Uriel, and Raphael. Fine. I think it was, speaks a little bit more about that. The Achari Zos Ksiv, Nasa Almer, Machane Halavim, Besalcha Machanos. And then after these first two Machanos, those of Yehuda and Reuven travel, so then you have the Olal Moed moves. And that moves together with the Levim. The Levim are the ones who carry the Olal Moed. The Odato Kimachan Levim Shnei Ve'esrim Elef Hayu. We know there are 22,000 Levim who are counted in the census, which takes place in this week's Pasha. And you should know, he says, Dugmas HaMalochim Shiyardu B'sina Shem Shnei Ve'esrim Elef. Right? There's a drush of Chazal that says that the number of Malachim who came down at Har Sinai were 22,000 as well. In other words, the Levim are keneged the Malachim that come down with HaKadosh Baruch Hu at Har Sinai. Okay, I'm just skipping through a little bit. In addition to the Machanos, yeah, he says there were many, many more as well, but these are the 22 chief ones. The bottom of the page, Degel Machne Ephraim, with Sivosom Yoma, then you have Ephraim. Yodata ki Yeravam Chotav Echti Sarabi. We know that Yeravam sinned and brought about a sin for the masses. For who are Yom Yishevet Ephraim? Yeravam was from Ephraim. Lefika Chayasach Refuah Lerapos the Shivra. Therefore he needed Refuah. Now Yeravam is not an example of Baal Tshuva. It's not like Reuven. Here there's a need for Refuah. Vimo Mata Menashe Mata Ben Yomin Vayichonim Ben Marov Vamru Azal Shechino Ben Marov. Umeharoy lismoch l'torov l'tshuva gvura kidei shiyoshuv ha'odom l'tshuva yiskabe al yitzra. What apparently, you know, characterized the machane of Ephraim, Menashe and Binyamin, is a tremendous amount of gvura. Right? These are the Bnei Yosef, and we know that Bnei Yosef have this quality, Chazal tell us, that they are uniquely poised to eradicate Amalek. They have this gvura, which the other Shvatim don't possess, this strength, this courage the other Shvatim don't possess. So, you know, the Midos go in order of Torah, Tshuva, and Gevurah.
Because Yosef was overcame
his... Esav.
No.
It was Mesavra al Yisro, right. You have that idea.
Right.
You have that idea as well.
Right.
V'hoyo dugmas machane Rifael. That's similar to Rifael, Zavdiel, Achaziel, other Malachim. Right, so Rifael is another one of these machanos. Degel machane don sofona. Min hayodua ki shevet don kibul shnei egle zov shalsi yirovam. The shevet of Don accepted and set up the two agolim, the two calves that Yerovam made. For hayoroi liyoso bitsofon. It makes sense that they were in the north. Because the north is associated with richness. And Don brought a darkness upon the world by bringing the agolim, these calves, to these avodah zara. And north, he goes on to say, is the darkest side of the world, where the sun is the most obscured and doesn't provide the most light. That's, he says, that's why it's called Safon, from the word hidden. The sun is hidden in the north. It doesn't provide the same degree of light up there.
It depends on the season. Because in the south, it's the same way. You're on the other, when the season is just the opposite.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think he's saying, you know, typically we talk about the southern exposure. You know, there's more sun that we get, you know, from the south. I think that's what he's hinting at over here.
It's
in the south. Yeah.
The hemisphere, we always focus on the northern hemisphere.
Right, but from the vantage point of Eretz Yisrael, so there's more in the sound.
And there's also the Malach, I mean, Malach Mavis has a name too, you know, I don't know if people know it, but people don't like to say it, but he's not going to mention him, he's not going to
mention him. No, he's actually not going to mention him. Right?
He's not represented at all.
And then...
he disappointed...
just skipping through a little bit. Ushloshton ikroi machane don. This machane don is dugmas machane Uriel, Doniel, Ramoel, Mismol, Hashchina. Shloshton Nikru Machane Uriel, right? So the four Malachim who are mentioned, Kriyash Malamita, Michael, Gavriel, Raphael, Uriel, are all corresponding to the four Machanos that Klal Yisrael were divided up to as well.
So it's strange that Dan who brought Choshech to the world is Malachis Uriel.
Right, so I think it's supposed to be Dafka counteract. In other words, Don, the same way that, you know, Ephraim produces Yeravam, but we have to be Mesakin Yeravam, so too we have to Mesakin what Don did. So Uriel, Rafael means the one who heals, Uriel means the one who enlightens, and is the counteract to these things. So if you think about it, you know, the way he's setting it up, is the first two machanos are positive. There's Torah, there's Tshuva, then the Aron, and then the last two machanos are trying to correct failings. Right? Now, there's trying to correct, trying to correct the Avodah Zarah of Ephraim, trying to correct the Avodah Zarah of Dan, and, you know, Raphael and Uriel represent trying to heal that which is wrong in the world. Right? Sort of the positive first and then the negative.
Why not try to correct the synergy?
Yeah. Yes, but I guess, you know, the sins that are associated with Avodah Zarah are the most powerful sins that are out there.
Even more than Shimon
ultimately. I guess. In other words, you know, that idea of the Agolim goes back to the original Chet El Egel, and I guess is a very, very powerful idea. Again, I'm just gonna skip through a little bit. He then makes the following. I'm just going to sum up a little bit. Again, it's getting late, but makes the following point a little bit further on. When you look in next week's Parsha, Parshas Nasa, when it describes how the Nisim bring their korbanos, on the Chanukah Samishkan, so the Nisim are arranged in what seems to be a somewhat odd order, right? Now, this is not such an intuitive order when you go through the Nisim, and he points out that the Nisim there, next week's Pasha, are essentially arranged according to the Degolim, right, if you go through. Now, what's the significance of that? So he makes the following interesting point. He says, there are four Nisim whose names have the Shem Hashem in them. You know, the Aleph Lamed at the end. Yeah, Nisano, right? He says, if you look in the Parsha of the Karbonos, Biyom Hasheni, Nisanel ben Suar, it's on the second day. Biyom HaChamishi, Shlumiel ben Surishadoi, from Shimon. Right, so you have from Yisachar and Shimon. Biyom HaShishi, El Yosef ben Deuel. Biyom HaShmini, actually that's the father of one of the Nisim, right? So Biyom HaShmini, on the eighth day, from Menashe, Gamliel ben Pedatsur, and Biyom Ashtei Asar Yom, on the 11th day, Pagiel ben Ochram, right? And he's a Nasi from Asher. So you have from Yisachar, Shimon, Menashe, and Asher, four Nisim who all have the shame Hashem, Kael, in their names. Now, those four Nisim are distributed among the four Machanos. Right? In other words, you have Yisachar, Shimon, Menashe, and Asher. You have in each of the Machanos one Nasi who has the Shem Kael in his name. That's not by accident, says Rabbeinu Bechaya, because it underscores this idea that the Machanos somehow correspond to the Machanos of the Malachim up in Shemayim. Now, if you thought that was interesting, get this. He goes on to say the following. Which days of the Chanukas HaMishkan did these Nisim bring their Karbonos on? So the Nisi Yisachar brought on the 2nd. Then the Nisi Shimon brought on the 5th. The Nisi Menashe brought on the 8th. The Nisi Asher brought on the 11th. So 2 plus 5, 7, plus 8 is 15, plus 11 is 26, which is the gematria, of course, of the Shem Havaya, of Yudke Vavke. So he says, the Shem Hashem is worked into the names of the Nesiim, and even the days on which they brought their karbanos, the days being arranged according to the Degolim. So it just underscores this idea that the Degolim, again, are not just a nationalistic way or a way of identifying, you know, I'm with this team, I'm with that team, but these Degolim are a way of underscoring the connection between Klal Yisrael and the Malachim, and ultimately the Shem Havaya, ultimately HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, right? Just one last nekuda which he brings out. The Medrash states that when Yaakov Avinu passed away and his sons brought him up to Eretz Yisrael for Kvura, Yaakov Avinu told his sons that they should carry him in accordance with what later would be the arrangement of the Degolim. Right? So in other words, we see that this idea of the Degolim, again, it's not just arbitrary, it's not just sort of haphazard, it's a very profound way of arranging Klal Yisrael to somehow symbolize the machane of the Shechina itself.
And you said 2, 5, 8, 11, which is always the middle of the three.
Each one is the middle of the three?
Right.
Yisachar, Shimon.
5 is the middle of the second three.
Right.
8 is the middle of the 7, 8, 9.
7, 8, 9, and then 10, 11, 12. Oh, very nice.
26 by doing one, by any combination, right. Doesn't have to be that.
Right, so you're dealing with the middle one of each.
One, there should be a reason why it's the middle one too.
That's interesting. Yeah, I don't know. He doesn't mention it. Maybe just the middle one, it's smack in the middle. I don't know how else to explain it, but that's a very interesting ha'ara. Al-Kapanim, so it's a beautiful piece, you know, about the Golem and the Malachim. Bez Hashem, we will pick up next week, same time, and we wish everybody a good Shabbos.